Yorktown play very well, has a tremendous timing, but it takes many hours of practicing and getting into it, which requires sort of subduing the desire for immediate pleasure. These are the years, the years of a teenage, 22, 23, the person forms a corpus personality, and the person develops best and most abilities. It's not only learning that, so, but it's the whole person. If we plug it, if we put in a physical shoe, then basically we can accomplish things, but we really are missing out. It is very hard. It takes a lot of subduing physical craving to begin to get a realistic craving, because it's not as easily accessible. But if we don't do that, so the person spends his years with, consciously or subconsciously, it's focusing on the euro, then everything else is okay, but it's never going to get a patient. There's a Zohar Kaddish, an extraordinary Zohar Kaddish. He says, why do the Chachamim not get together and be mevatel Yetzer Hara? The Gemara says they try to do it, but the world is around the world. But this is our question. The Zohar Kaddish gives an incredible answer. He says, because if not the Rav Yitzchak, Chedus and the Shmaitzah, the pleasure and the passion, if you would close the force of the passion, our learning would be okay, it would be nice, it would be fine. But the type of excitement that our father has when he says something that's good, on the high level, that doesn't come unless a person is passionate. And passion is our strongest core. It's the fire of our neshama. And whether we go through life being okay Jews, or whether we have an Asian Kodesh, depends on how we channel our passions. And yes, it's not natural not to be married at 18, the person is ready to get married younger, and the Torah is a bit more massive. But the way life is set up, it's not possible. But the flip side of it is, we have a tremendous amount of fun. It never occurs to us that it was possible that so many people are able to learn for so long. The fact that from 18 to 23, almost everybody can learn one way or another, our years of our prime, when we have our passion and our mental abilities at their keenest, it's something that we create ourselves, we rob ourselves. I want to tell you something. Again, I don't think Chassid Shalom and Marshall as strong as that. I used to teach Yeshiva Torah, and there was somebody there, a very, very accomplished person, right person in love. I realized, I think I knew beforehand, but I realized he was a heroin addict. And he was so capable that even while he was on heroin, he functioned okay. Somewhere in the middle of a crisis, and he got off it. He weaned himself off it. And it was like, wow, it went from being a black and white picture to a picture with a thousand colors. It was so much to me. And he explained to me, he said, heroin becomes you. And even if you function, everything else you do, but your truth is in that. He says, no one who wasn't honest will understand it. I don't mean to explain, but the desires, physical, emotional, and ethical woman is real. But if a person succeeds in curbing himself, and a person puts his shock, his passion into learning what is in the field, it's a different world. The chemist of the Schmeitzer, the passion of the community, is really the first world. And that's why it's not halal, it's not a weaknesses behind them.